I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Good evening, Vashon Island. I am Megan Hastings, and this is the Cats and Jammer Follies on KVSH, Voice of Vashon. Today we have a dear old friend of mine by the name of Hedy Goodrich. Hedy and I lived briefly together in a language camp outside of Rome in a small town called Colle di Tora many, many years ago. We spent a year together in Italy. She was in a town outside of Naples called Castellammare di Stabia with a fabulous family whom we are all still close with. Hedy now lives in New Zealand and has for many years and is a beautiful writer, and that's why she's here with us today. A few years ago now, she had published a book called Lost in the Spanish Quarter. Hedy, would you please tell us about your book and your time?
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
She's
on the show, Megan.
She's on live from New Zealand.
To hear your voice again.
I know. It's been a while.
So, yes, I'm talking to you from the future, from New Zealand, because that's where I moved after living in Italy for a long time. And it all started with that year that we spent in Italy, which, you know, who knew it was going to change our lives in such a big way?
Profoundly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because now we've joined this Facebook group of all the different groups of people who took part in that exchange program. And it seems that all of them are actually profoundly changed by it, which surprised me. Because, of course, you think, you don't have any contact with others. You think it was just me who was changed. But no, it was an amazing experience for all of us.
Yeah. And, I'm still in contact
that year,
with a couple other people.
And
Still in contact with a couple other people, and you can't help but just reminisce about it so frequently, you know?
Yes, I have a lot of memories from that time, because this is a formative years, you know, that you're still forming your identity. And that's what I'm really interested in as a writer, is actually identity and the psyche, and how that forms, or how the psyche becomes visible to us. I don't know if it's actually a transformation or not. So anyway, that's kind of what I'm interested in. And after that year that we spent together in Italy, I ended up going back. I ended up finishing high school there,
and you
getting
stayed,
a diploma. And with that diploma,
you stayed with, she lived with a friend of ours. His name is Massimo. And you stayed with him, finished out high school with him. But did you move then to the city when you went to university?
Right, because Castellammare di Stabia is in the province of Naples. It's just a little train ride around the Gulf of Naples, you know, curving around the around Vesuvius, the volcano, and you get to Naples. So I eventually moved to Naples and was able to enroll at the university there as a local student because I had an Italian diploma. It was kind of like a back, it was like a hidden door into the real life. I wasn't there as a foreign exchange student anymore.
No, you were there as an Italian.
Among. Yeah, I guess, yes.
Which is pretty remarkable for a young person to do.
I think I didn't know what I was doing. I think I was actually just going on instinct, and that's it. I didn't have a plan. You know, other people my age had a plan. They were going to do this and major in this and become, you know, follow, take a, you know, do this career, and they had a plan for their life, and I just didn't. I was just kind of floating.
Hedy.
A wanderer at heart.
Definitely a wanderer, but I don't think of you ever as somebody that was floating. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you studied Bulgarian in Italian, right?
Yes,
that
because I was in a language university.
I mean, that's pretty far out. When you go back and think
that's
about
weird.
It. I mean, come on. That's really amazing.
I know. I've been lucky. I've had a very interesting and strange life, and I feel lucky.
I feel lucky to know you and to have known you way back then. when we were in this language camp, it was one room, and I want to say there were like six beds in there, and Hedy and I shared this room with a couple other people, obviously, Elm being one of them. And there was like a girl from Finland, there was like a German girl, and then there were all these crazy kids from the area that would come and peek in our windows. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I remember also that there was an outdoor shower, because it wasn't a proper house that we were living in. I don't know what it was, but there was not an indoor shower. It was an outdoor cold shower. And I remember that the German girls had no qualms about ripping off their clothes and showering outside. And it faced the garden, so it looked sort of private. But our house sort of opened onto the main road of that village that we were living in. And so, you know, passerbys could kind of peek through the leaves
right.
of our garden and see these Germans with these beautiful breasts, you know, and gorgeous blonde hair, like, soaking themselves.
Of course they were coming around. All these international beautiful girls, come on. I would too, actually, come to think of it. I'd be like, whoa, what's going on?
I know.
I want to meet those ones. Oh my God. It was so much fun.
I remember we did not. Yeah, it was fun. I've actually just finished writing a little bit about that in a fictional book, but I've added, this is my second novel, which was just coming out at the end of September, and I've actually incorporated some of those memories.
Did you?
into this book, because I just felt they were so unusual and precious.
And precious, yeah, they were for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, Hedy, congratulations on your new book that's coming out. What's the name of it?
I'm not sure that the working title is L'Americana, which means the American. I don't know if it's going to change. I write in Italian now, which is one of the strange things. Another strange thing about my life is that I write in Italian directly, because I've been writing my whole life since we met and earlier. But it took me a long time to figure out that when I write in Italian, I can be perfectly honest and not try to impress anybody with any kind of twirly language forms and metaphors. I just really deep and honest in Italian. And I don't know why that is, but it is that way. And so, the previous book, Lost in the Spanish Quarter, and this book that's coming out in September, were both written in Italian and published with an Italian publisher.
God, Hedy, is truly amazing that you are that good in Italian. I mean, of course, you lived there for so long. Like I said, I always consider you to be una italiana. You are.
I think I still have a lot to learn, but the Italian seemed kind of taken with my prose, because it is different to them. It's kind of it's fresh somehow. It doesn't have the formal language that they're used to reading in their fiction.
Right.
So they find it refreshing. I find it refreshing. For me, writing is kind of a spiritual practice, but I still feel that I have so much to learn in Italian, and I think my prepositions still really have a lot to be desired.
When this book came out, Lost in the Spanish Quarter, you went back to Italy to release the book, and it was really well received in Italy, wasn't it?
Yes, I was very lucky.
That's amazing. I'm so happy for you on that.
I had a month-long tour. This has been really good for me to get back to Italy, because I spent a long time away from it, in New Zealand. You know, I'm really far away. It's really expensive and complicated to get back there. So I hadn't been back in years and years, almost 10 years. And it was incredible going back to Italy after all that time, but as an author on a book tour, instead of being this wandering, you know, student
learning
Italian. It was an incredible experience.
Oh my God. I was so excited for you. I kept, like, when you kept posting pictures of like the Italian press and the book parties that you would go to, it was thrilling. I was with you on that trip. Let's just say that.
Thank you, Megan. It was incredible. This is a different Italy. This is not the Italy that I knew.
No, Italy today.
I was a student in Naples, for
example. Very different.
This is totally different. You know, now, I've met all these publishers and these well-known writers and TV personalities, and it's a completely different Italy. And it's very exciting, actually.
Well, I'm honored to have you on our show today. So, Hedy, if you want to read us an excerpt from your book, and so if anybody is interested, it's called Lost in the Spanish Quarter, and she is named Hedy Goodrich, and it's a beautiful read.
Thank you. So what I'm going to read is a short passage, which is set in the Spanish Quarter. Spanish Quarter is a kind of a ghetto, run-down neighborhood in Naples. And the protagonist has a love interest named Pietro, and she's going out into the Spanish Quarter with Pietro and his brother, Gabriele. They're going to a birthday party. They're all students, university students. So I'm just going to read you this short passage of their walk. "Would you two mind terribly if I stop for some cigarettes on our way?" asked Gabriele. "I'm out too," said Pietro. A fluorescent light drew us in, a beacon in the dark. With all the shops closed for the night, ground floor homes could now open for business. This vascio was particularly lavish. Just outside the door was a small table displaying candies. Dangling above them were bunches of potato chips. They were inviting signs that helped dissolve the boundary between street and home, between public and private. In the same way that the swampy air melted the distinction between the warmth I felt outside my skin and the heat I was nurturing inside. In the vascio, an elderly man eating his cutlet at the table looked straight through us like we were invisible. There was no need to go to any trouble for any old customers, and the night was young. His wife rose from the bed behind a partition, shuffling out in her slippers. I didn't want to look at that bed with its cougar blanket, its disheveled and still warm sheets, its sloppy intimacy, but the pull was irresistible. In the end, I gave in and I looked at the couple's bed with the fascinated horror with which one might watch a TV screen flashing scenes of passion or bloodshed. The woman, however, was relaxed, perhaps indifferent. Wearing a pink dressing gown, she nimbly walked the razor's edge between business and pleasure, selling and sleeping, day and night. She squeezed in behind her husband, who was still busy chewing, to rummage through a utensil drawer and hand over her black market cigarettes. The cash did a magic trick, vanishing into the pocket of her gown. "They taste nasty, but they're cheap," said Pietro, slipping the Marlboro Lights into his breast pocket.
It's beautiful, Hedy. It's beautiful, beautiful writing. And we have a song, since you spent so much time in Naples, we have a song queued up to accompany.
Porte gazzuna con un stemma arreta, una cupulella che vi si era aizzata, passa scampanianna pattuleta, con mano a papà da fa guardare. Tuo fa l'americano, americano, americano, senti a me chi tu fa fa. Tu vuoi vivere alla moda, ma se bevi whisky e soda, poi ti senti disturbato. Tu ballo rock and roll.
Hedy, now that you're in New Zealand, do you think that you'll write a book about your time down there as well?
That's definitely in the back of my mind, yes. I feel that I have one more Italian novel in me now.
After the one that comes out in
September. It's writing itself in my head. Yeah, yeah. It's just writing itself in my head. It's not really up to me.
But it's coming.
Yeah, but I'm fascinated by Maori culture. and Maori language.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely feel that after that, it's probably time to explore that, explore New Zealand.
Because how long have you been there now? It's got to be like 20 years, huh?
Yes. It's been 21 years.
21.
I don't know how that happened.
How did that? No, that went by fast. Jesus. Because I remember you moved there when I was still in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Which was eons ago at this point. I just have a couple last questions for you. Do you think mm-hmm. that you'll send your boys to be exchange students at some point to somewhere?
You know, I think about this a lot because I feel that I had so many opportunities to travel with my parents. Well, my mom and my dad and my stepmom since I was really young. My first memory is from when I was 4 years old in Jamaica, or, you know. So I would like to give that same experience to my boys, to give them the opportunity to travel with the grown-ups. And then I think they could just take it from there. If they're homebodies, they can stay at home. And if they have itchy feet like me, then they can go on an exchange program and do whatever type of travel they want to do by themselves. I'd be over the moon.
Did they go with you to the book release tour?
No.
No, they stayed home. Well, there's time. They're little still. They'll get there.
Yeah.
And I hope one day to meet you there again. The last time we saw each other was in Chicago.
Yes. Yes, I know. It's been too long. Well, I think another Italian adventure would be fantastic to have together. And I don't see why we couldn't do it, to be honest.
I don't either. I think that we could make that happen. Why not?
I'd love it.
I would too. Hedy, thank you so much. And again, if you're looking for a beautiful book to read, Lost in the Spanish Quarter, a novel by Hedy Goodrich.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hedy. I've been everywhere. Thank you, Voice of Vashon, and thank you, Vashon Island. This is Megan Hastings, and this has been the Cats and Jammer Follies. Come back next week for another episode.